Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a Jungle Warfare style DJ intro in Ableton Live 12 with color, attitude, and minimal CPU load. So the goal here is not to make a giant, overstuffed arrangement. The goal is to make a practical intro that a DJ can actually mix with, while still sounding dark, tense, and full of character. Think of a DJ intro as a handoff zone. It gives the next record room to breathe, it lets the energy settle into place, and it tells the listener, yeah, this tune has a world of its own. For jungle and heavier drum and bass, that world usually comes from a strong break, a disciplined low end, and just enough atmosphere to paint the scene. Let's start by setting up the project for a clean DNB workflow. Open Ableton Live 12 and set the tempo to around 174 BPM. You can go a little lower or higher depending on the vibe, but 174 is a solid starting point for jungle and rolling drum and bass. Then create a simple track layout. Drums, atmos, bass tees, effects or texture, and if you want, a reference track for checking balance and density. Now here's a really important mindset shift. Don't think in terms of layers of sound. Think in terms of layers of responsibility. One track handles groove. One track handles motion. One track handles tension. One track handles space. If every sound has a job, your intro stays clear, efficient, and way easier to mix. First up, the drums. In jungle, the drum foundation is everything. You can use a classic break loop, or build your own pattern from break slices and samples. If you're working with a break loop, warp it carefully. Use beats mode for more rhythmic material, and only use Complex Pro if you really need it. If the break is thin, layer a clean kick or a sharp snare on top, but keep the layering focused. This is not the place to stack 5 drum samples just because you can. On the drum track, a simple device chain works great. Start with EQ 8 to clear out sub-rumble below roughly 25 to 35 Hz. If the drums feel muddy, make a gentle cut somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add drum bus for a little punch and grit. Keep the drive subtle, maybe just enough to wake the break up, not crush it. If you're using a full drum bus, utility can help with mono control and gain staging. The point is to make the drums hit confidently, without chewing up CPU or clouding the mix. Now let's add the character layer. This is where the intro starts to feel like its own world. The most efficient way to do this is with one atmospheric texture, not 3 competing ones. A vinyl hiss loop, rain texture, tape noise, distant city ambience, or sci-fi room tone can work really well. High-pass it to remove low clutter, maybe somewhere between 150 and 300 Hz. If it's harsh, gently tame the upper mids. Then automate an auto filter so the texture slowly opens over 8 or 16 bars. That little bit of movement can do a lot of heavy lifting without adding more instruments. If you want a more musical atmosphere, use a single sustained synth note or noise layer. Operator, wavetable, or analog are all fine here. Keep the patch simple. One oscillator, low polyphony, no unnecessary unison. A slow attack, medium release, and a gentle filter movement are usually enough. If you need width, use a little chorus ensemble or a shared reverb send rather than loading up a huge insert chain. And remember, one good atmospheric layer often sounds better than 3 average ones. Next, we give the intro some harmonic identity without overcrowding it. In this style, you do not need big chord stacks. You need suggestion. A short dark stab, a minor 7th voicing, or a 2-note motif can create tension without taking over the track. Keep these parts short, maybe 1/8 note to a quarter note, and place them with space between hits. If you want extra grime, a tiny amount of redux can add a rough digital edge, but use it sparingly. The moment the intro starts sounding busy, you've lost the DJ tool feel. Here's a nice rule of thumb. The first 8 bars should feel like a mix-in pocket. That means drums, maybe a little atmosphere, and not much else. This gives DJs room to cue, blend, and lock phrasing. Then in bars 9 to 16, introduce a small melodic hint, a filtered stab, or a bass tease. In bars 17 to 24, you can add a bit more movement, like a break variation or a short fill. By bars 25 to 32, the intro should feel like it's leaning toward the main section, but still not giving away the whole drop. Speaking of bass, keep the low end teased, not fully unleashed. A DJ intro does not need a complete bass line yet. It just needs pressure. A single sub note every couple of bars, a muted reese texture, or a filtered bass punctuation can work beautifully. If you're using operator, a simple sine wave with a short envelope gives you a clean sub hit. Add a little saturator for harmonics, but keep it subtle. If you use a wider bass layer, make sure the real sub stays mono and disciplined. The intro should hint at power, not blow the doors off early. Now let's talk effects, because this is where you can make the track feel richer without destroying the CPU. Instead of putting reverb and delay on every channel, create return tracks. One return can be a short room reverb, and the other can be a dubby delay. Keep the reverb decay moderate and the wet level low. High pass the return so it doesn't muddy the low end. For the delay, use echo sync to something like a quarter note or dotted eighth, and filter the repeats so they sit behind the groove. This setup saves CPU, keeps the project cleaner, and makes the space feel cohesive. EQ 8, auto filter, drum bus, saturator, utility, echo and reverb or hybrid reverb on shared returns. That's a very strong low CPU toolkit for this kind of intro. You really do not need to overcomplicate it. In fact, restraint is what makes the intro sound confident. The dark vibe comes from smart choices, not from piling on more plugins. Arrangement-wise, think in 4-bar and 8-bar phrases. DJs read phrasing naturally, so your intro should too. Every 4 or 8 bars, something should change. It can be small, a filter move, a break variation, a stab, a fill, a delay throw, or a tiny bass punctuation. That's enough to keep things alive without making the intro hard to mix. One well-placed fill at the end of bar 8, 16, or 24 is usually better than constant busyness. A really effective trick here is the ghost drop tease. Build a couple of bars like the drop is about to hit, then pull back at the last second. Open the filter, widen the top end a little, mute the sub, and then re-enter with the groove. That creates tension with almost no extra sound design. It's a classic jungle move, and it works because it plays with expectation. Another good variation is a break switch intro. Instead of one static break loop, alternate between two edits every 4 bars. One version can be dry and punchy, the other can be filtered and washed out. Same source material, but now the intro breathes. That's a great way to add motion without adding new instruments. Now, let's talk CPU management, because this is a big part of the lesson. If a track starts feeling heavy, freeze it. If you're done editing, flatten it. If a loop is working, consolidate it into auto. In drum and bass production, especially with layered breaks and atmospheres, CPU can creep up fast. So get comfortable rendering things once they're locked. That keeps the session responsive and lets you stay in the creative zone. Also, group your tracks. Put drums in one group, atmos in another, and FX in another. That makes it much easier to mute, automate, freeze, or balance whole families of sound at once. And don't ignore gain staging. If the intro sounds exciting at a lower level, it'll translate better in the club. Clean headroom matters just as much as sound design. Let's quickly walk through a simple build. Start with a break or drum loop at 174 BPM. Shape it with EQ8 and drum bus. Add a texture loop and automate auto filter so it slowly opens over time. Send that texture to your shared reverb. Add a short stab every 4 bars, something dark and sparse. Then place a single bass hit or low end tease in bars 9 through 16. Keep the first 8 bars clean and mix friendly. If the groove feels strong even at low volume, you're on the right track. As you refine it, ask yourself a few teacher style questions. Does this intro invite another record in, or does it try to dominate the room? Does the break read clearly on its own? Is the atmosphere adding personality, or just taking up space? Is the low end controlled? And most importantly, would a DJ actually want to mix into this? If you want a little extra edge, try adding controlled dissonance very lightly. A minor second, a tritone, or a tiny detuned texture can bring that darker jungle warfare energy without turning the intro into chaos. Keep it subtle. The best tension is often felt more than heard. So to recap, a strong jungle and drum and bass DJ intro is about function with personality. Start with a clear drum foundation. Add one or two color elements that have a job. Use stock Ableton devices efficiently. Put reverb and delay on return tracks. Keep the arrangement phrase aware. Freeze or render heavy parts when needed. And above all, let the intro tease the energy instead of revealing everything at once. If you do that well, you'll end up with something moody, practical, and light on CPU, which is exactly what a serious DJ intro should be. That's jungle warfare done right.